So what are your expectations of this 3-day summit?
Oh my goodness. So my expectations are high, of course. So first of all, I am looking forward to welcoming to Dallas, along with the Dallas Summit Committee, Welcome Committee, these heads of state that are coming. I hope I get them all right, but we have them from Angola, Botswana, Cape Verde, Liberia. I think we have Malawi. We have Mauritius. And I'm sure I'm missing some, and so my team will kill me. But we've got these heads of state that are coming. We also have a couple of vice presidents. The vice president of Nigeria is going to be with us. So, you know, we're very excited about that. And then at the head of the U.S. delegation is Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield, who, as you know, is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. But we also have Chair Rita Jo Lewis, chairman of the U.S. Export-Import Bank. We have CEO Alice Albright coming from Millennium Challenge Corporation. We have the head of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency coming, Eno Ebong. And so, you know, all across the USG. And I think the thing that I'm most excited about is being able to say at the end of the 3 days that we had some of the best discussions and dialogues and created the best platform possible for those who really have an interest and a stake in Africa. We also have, you know, Secretary General Wamkele Mene, who's the head of the African Continental Free Trade Area Secretariat coming. We have a video that's coming from my sister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, from, you know, the Director General of the WTO. She's going to weigh in on some things. We have a video that's coming from Secretary Raimondo, from Secretary of Commerce. So we're just very excited about the dialogue that will happen across those 3 days and the seeds that will be planted for the kinds of investment returns and crop and harvest, the investment harvest that we will see over the next months and years.
Well, you initially mentioned some of the positive feedbacks that you've gotten and some of the fruits that have germinated as a result. But how enthusiastic have these leaders been to embracing this platform and taking advantage of it to the benefit of their people back home?
Well, you know, I think that despite the narrative that people have that, you know, Africa doesn't, you know, that the risks are too high, the perception of risk in Africa is really not aligned with the reality. And of course, there are risks in investing in emerging markets. That's true anywhere in the world. But, you know, there are also these tools that help mitigate the risk, the kinds of insurance that's available, the kind of guarantees that are available. You know, our thought is that we need to continue to dispel the myths about Africa, and we need to make sure that people have on a lens that sees the tremendous opportunities of Africa, one of them being the African Continental Free Trade Area, where you have 1.3 billion people, you know, a $3.4 trillion combined GDP economy, all as one huge market, where the barriers to trade, both tariff and non-tariff barriers, have been eliminated, and where they are putting in place different protocols, like they just adopted the digital trade protocol, which is incredible. You know, the WTO has been trying to pass the e-commerce work for, you know, maybe, you know, 15, 20 years, and unfortunately hasn't had the success that we wanted. I'm not a WTO basher. I think they're doing you know, a lot, but I commend the Africans for what they're doing through the African Continental Free Trade Area. It's a game changer, not only for how the Africans will trade with each other, but for how they will serve as global partners for the United States and others. So I'm just focused on the United States.